Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to our podcast. It's been years. I think almost exactly two.
Really?
Yeah, I think the last episode we uploaded was on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
I'm gonna check.
So
But you're
it's been
probably
a little
right.
while. But we're in a crazy new phase of life and we want a podcast again. It's really fun to talk about whatever you want and pretend that people care about it. So welcome to season three. Yeah, we're pretty psyched about it. Got some fun episodes coming up. Today's episode is just going to be a little catch up. You guys can hear about what
no,
we've been
the
up
last
to the
one,
last 2 years.
The last one we did was our current favorites, February 28th, 2022.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so almost 2 years ago.
Not almost exactly. 2 years.
I wonder what our current favorites were 2 years ago. I'll have to listen to that.
I don't think I've ever listened to it because I feel like I can't listen to my own voice.
I used to listen to them when I edited them. And actually, a few months ago, I went back and listened to an episode or two, like part of the way through, and I got a little cringed out, so I had to stop.
I don't even want to know.
All right. Moving on. Would you like to start with our three things?
Yes.
I didn't give this any pre-thought. So I'll start with the easy one, something that I'm consuming. I am currently doing a reread of this book called A Psalm for the Wild Built. Because the second book is out and I wanted to reread the first book before I read the second book. It's a very sweet, short sci-fi novel about the meaning of life, pretty much. It's so beautiful. I love it. So I'm reading that, and then Elijah and I've been watching a lot of Ted Lasso recently, so that's something
my
I'm
parents
watching.
Love that show.
It's good. What have you been consuming recently?
So the thing is, especially after seeing my Spotify Wrapped, I realized I listened to, like, because, like, one of my artists on my Spotify Wrapped, I barely listened to in 2023. There was no reason, Brockhampton. There was no reason for Brockhampton to be on there. So then I was, like, thinking, I was like, oh, I really do only listen to Noah Kahan, Taylor Swift. 1975, I had, like, when their album came out, I listened to it like a shit ton, and that's why it was on there. Same with Melanie Martinez. I never listened to Melanie Martinez. So I was like, I really don't listen to anything other than Noah Kahan and Taylor Swift. Maybe, you know, like, sometimes when an album comes out, I'll listen to it, right? But then I won't listen to it again for I don't know why. Same thing with TV shows.
Get that.
I'm rewatching Dance Moms for, like, the fifth time.
God,
like, I don't
bless.
Know what is going on with me, but I also rewatch the same YouTube videos, specifically the Worth It series, Japan. When they went to Japan, it was like, have you ever heard of this series? It's like a food series.
No.
It's like, is it worth it at its price point? So they have three things, like, what a certain type of food at three different price points.
That's
and
so mean.
They say which one's worth it. And
I would love that.
You should watch it's me and Ryan watch it all the time. And
okay.
I watch Good Mythical Morning, duh.
Classic.
And I watch this channel Watcher, which is the BuzzFeed Unsolved guys, Shane and Ryan. And
cool.
Also the people from Worth It. And so that's what I consume, and it needs to be diversified. I'm trying to think, like, I made a TikTok about how many books that I, like, need to finish / I need to read, because now, like, that I'm in grad school, everyone, I have a lot of books that I need to read for my thesis, and I don't want to.
Are you anti-audiobook? I feel like you said you were anti-audiobook.
I can't do it. I've tried. I really have.
It's tough.
When I'm just listening to it, not doing anything else, like, my mind wanders and I don't really listen. And then, like, when I'm doing something at the same time, I then also don't listen. So it just doesn't work for me. I just like, I swear, you know, now that I'm 22, almost 23, I'm going to sound like a fucking old person, but like, it's TikTok. Like, I blame TikTok 110%.
It's true. It takes up so much time, but it's so nice to just scroll.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I'm consuming. But I guess to TLDR, long story short, I will give two books that I'm going to be reading. And one is called Eve, How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Evolution. It's my book club book for this semester. My department does book club. And then by Svante Paabo. He's like kind of like well-known. I don't want to say that. I'm around like academics all day, every day. Probably no one knows who he is.
I've never heard that name.
It's Neanderthal Man. Let me grab it. In Search of the Lost Genomes. So like kind of talking about. That's from my anthropological genetics class. Anyway, those are the two books I'll be reading. I still have to finish 1984. I've been reading it like all summer. It's really boring, but it's also kind of good.
I was just listening to a podcast or a YouTube video today with book recommendations where somebody recommended a 1984 retelling about one of the other characters in the story. And it sounded really interesting, but I actually have never read 1984. So it made me want to read 1984.
I really like Animal Farm, so
I read that one. I figured
I'd like 1984. What's something you're obsessed with right now?
Okay, something that I cannot stop thinking about is, I don't know if we're posting this episode this Friday or next Friday. If it's this Friday on February 9th, that's my birthday. So what I'm really excited for that's happening this Friday besides my birthday is Noah Kahan is releasing 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally screamed when I learned about it, and I called it because he said that Forever was ready and it was going to be coming out soon. I was like, it's definitely going to come out on my birthday. Like, it's a few weeks after he said that, it's a Friday. Mm-hmm. And then not just Forever, but 2 duets, which I think are going to be the best of his duets.
Yeah, because it's
Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, she's great.
My absolute favorite duet person ever. Like, every single duet I've heard her is absolutely perfect. Gregory Alan Isikoff?
Yeah, I love him. When I was on the train ride back home, I was just listening to him.
That's fair.
Train vibes.
I love him. I saw him this summer in Burlington, actually 2 days before I saw Noah Kahan in Burlington, and he was incredible. His band was really great live, and I would love to see him again, but I just cannot stop thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
those duets coming out this Friday. So that's what I'm obsessed with right now. And then also Noah Kahan and his mom at the Grammys. I keep seeing videos
so
about
cute.
It. So cute. And she's just like so happy to be there. And he's just like so happy to be there. And sad he didn't win Best Artist, but
I was really surprised by that, I'm not gonna lie.
I was surprised too, but you know, I was listening to what was her name?
Victoria Monet.
Oh, Victoria Monet.
She's great. Like, she's great.
Yeah,
I just didn't
hear music today
because of the hype around Noah Kahan. I assumed he would win.
I know. I wish Olivia Rodrigo won a Grammy too. Also, can you believe this was Miley Cyrus's first Grammy?
I thought I could have sworn.
I know. I was shocked to see that today. But anyway, yeah. Leve won a Grammy. I don't know if you're a Leve fan, but. I love her.
Taylor Swift won her 13th Grammy. So,
so it's the lucky one for her.
Yeah. I know you don't. You're not.
Not a Taylor. I'm not a Swiftie.
But
sorry,
you're not a Taylor hater, which I appreciate.
No.
And this is not to say everyone. I critique her. I don't want to talk about it right now. Like, it's too much to talk about. And I was gagged. I didn't think that she was going to like have a new album. I thought it was another re-release. Anyway. I guess my obsession forever and always is Taylor Swift. Sorry about it. But I guess like to be more realistic, I love Poppy, the brand of prebiotic soda. I've been trying to get into it. I really like it. I also live alone, so I don't like having alcohol in my house, and I would usually like to like have a glass of wine or something. But it's never good to drink alone. So I realize I just want like a fun little drink at the end of the day. So
I've been trying to get into them because soda. Yeah, I feel like I don't have any prebiotics or probiotics. Actually, I saw something the other day that prebiotics is just fiber, but probiotics.
It is. I'm going to be 110% with you. Because I'm having health issues right now. My uncle, who's a retired family practitioner, who's now a functional medicine specialist, doctor, whatever. And he was like, you really don't need like prebiotic. It's like a fad. Like you need probiotic.
Just
like
fiber. Prebiotic. Yeah.
Feeds probiotic, but you already have the prebiotic from your food. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
but it doesn't hurt to ingest prebiotics. That's the thing. So it's like, it's
whatever. Yeah, it's just food. Yeah. But I need to have more probiotics in my diet because I don't eat, I don't like fermented food. You need to take a probiotic
supplement.
A lot of them are like dairy based.
Really?
Yeah. And also, like, they're grown in like casein protein or whatever.
That's weird.
Also, probiotic supplements are tough because I've read stuff about like if it's exposed for like a certain amount of days, it actually doesn't matter. But anyway, I should do some more research into that. But I kind of want to get into drinking the poppies because I think they're just cute and fun. But I can't get past the stevia taste.
I don't taste stevia.
I taste stevia in anything that has it. I wish I didn't, but I do. It has like an aftertaste that I notice. But
I don't like Olipop as much, which is the other one. They have a better cola flavor if you're into that, but
I don't like that.
Their fruit flavors are not as good.
I like the raspberry rose or raspberry rose.
I love that one
from Poppy. Mm-hmm. I had that the other night, but I also don't love fizzy stuff, so it's probably just kind of like a lost cause for me to try to like them. But I just want to be cool.
I'm guessing trendy. The third thing, what you're looking forward to is your birthday.
Yes. Yeah. I am looking forward to my birthday. It's always fun. I have a friend here and we're going out to brunch and then we're going to get our nails done. And then Elijah and I are going, we got this Airbnb for the weekend, like an hour away from Burlington. That has an indoor hot tub and it's on this beautiful big farm property. And it's just going to be a nice chill reading. Relaxing weekend where Elijah will cook for me and we get to hang out somewhere that's not our house. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a fun little birthday celebration. But yeah, I'm excited for my birthday. What are you excited about? Or something positive that's happened to you recently? Anything positive?
This is like, this goes against the entire point of this activity, but I can't really think of many positive things at the moment.
No.
I'm just really tired. So like everything sucks, you know? I guess a positive thing is I've been like really social since I got back. Like I feel like I'm like constantly seeing people and that's great, but I also am exhausted. I didn't realize how much I was alone last semester. Cause now I'm like super comfortable being alone. And then like all of a sudden I'm like, happy hour, dinner, bar class, another happy hour, festival. I'm like, this is a lot for me. So that's positive. But a thing I'm looking forward to is this weekend I'm visiting Ryan for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. What are you doing with Earl?
My friend lives in the building, like the other building in my complex, and she's going to check in on her on Saturday. Because I'm leaving Friday, she's going to check in on her Saturday, and then I'm back Sunday, so it's quick trip.
Perfect.
She'll be fine, but
yeah.
I've literally left her alone without someone checking in on her before for like 2 days, 3 days, and she was fine. I know you don't have a cat, but like
I don't know anything about
fine.
Cats.
Like I probably like, you know, someone if anyone listens to this would be like, that's so fucked up. But like I leave a shit ton of food out and it's only one cat. So you don't have to clean their litter box every day. I do because I prefer to do that, but you really don't. And I was panicked.
She's probably
the whole
happy
time
to be by herself.
Yeah, no, and I got back and she did not care. She did not give a single shit that she was there. Back. She's back. Like, but, oh yeah, I mean, they don't know. Our listeners don't know I have a cat and her name's Earl Big Grey. News. And
she's the best Earl little cat ever.
She's the sweetest little thing in the whole world. And she waits for me at the door when I get home. But she also tries to escape. So, you know.
Cute. She's, what are really her motives?
I guess that's what I'm obsessed with is Earl. That's all I post on my Instagram anymore is just Earl.
When you first got your cat and we would talk on the phone, you'd only talk about Earl, which I totally understand because when I had a puppy, I would do the same exact thing. It's like having a child. But I was like, I'm just going to hear about Earl for the next like 20 years anytime I talk to Libby. She's fine by me. Now that I've met her,
she knows we're talking about her. She just looked up.
Earl girl.
Yeah, now that you met her, you understand the obsession. She's the sweetest thing in the whole world.
I almost got home from when I visited you and bought a cat. But then my allergist was like, that's stupid. Don't do that. So, fortunately, I have to listen to my doctor.
Also, unfortunately, there's only one Earl and I have her. So, haha. But can she's
Earl,
here.
What do you want to say to the podcast?
I hope it picks up. She has a really tiny little meow.
I heard it.
I'm sorry.
Earl, what are you obsessed with right now?
When mom doesn't hold me.
She's so cute.
She hates being held. I'm going to put her down. Anyway.
Would you like to move into the meat of the episode? Let the people know what we're up to?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so first thing is we both graduated college.
Yeah.
I feel like it just happened. Do you feel like that was a big deal for you?
Mm-mm.
Like, I just did it. I felt the same when I graduated high school, and everybody gave me so much money when I graduated high school, and I was like, guys, legally, I had to do this. College is a little different, but...
My graduation was cursed. It was horrible. It was, like, downpour raining. They didn't even, like, announce, like, when we graduated, they didn't announce, like, our degree, if we got honors. Like, they didn't... Like, I was summa cum laude, and they didn't announce that when I went and got
my... They did at mine. Was yours by school? Mine was like the Kogod Business School had its whole own graduation.
Yeah, we had College of Arts and Sciences, but that's like
a but that's like the biggest
billion
one.
Schools. It was such a long ceremony. And people were talking the whole time. And people got up and left as soon as they got their diploma. There was like no etiquette.
Oh my God.
That's why it didn't feel real to me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it was just kind of like fake. Yeah. Yep. Well, I graduated, Libby graduated, and then 2 weeks after I graduated, I packed up all my shit and moved to Vermont. And it was insane. I was so anxious. We didn't have an official like lease signed until like literally 2 days before we got here. Keep in mind, Elijah's mom lives here. So if we didn't have a place to live, we would have lived with her in like the meantime. But I wanted to have my own place. And all the pieces fell into place at the end. We drove a U-Haul with all of our stuff. We being me and my partner, Elijah. And yeah, here I am 7 months later, however many months it's been. But yeah, it was all such a whirlwind at the end. I feel like I like was trying to make sure I saw everybody, like all my friends, and did all the things I wanted to do before I left. And it was like... It was really exhausting, but.
I remember, yeah. Like, I was really shocked how fast you moved.
Well, I kind of had to, like.
Yeah. No, like, I know why, but, like.
Yeah, I didn't really have any reason to stay in D.C., and, like, my lease ended there, and so. But, yeah, it was definitely stressful, and we had, like, been planning it for months, but even still, it's just, like, moving, no matter how you shake it, is just, like, stressful, and I hate it, and. The place we live now is great. It's pretty small, and I would love it if we could move to someplace bigger, but at the same time, like, our rent is cheap, and I honestly don't want to move again next year. Like, if I can put that off another year, I would be happy. So, we probably will still be in the same apartment next year. Great little place. But anyway, Yeah, I spent the summer trying to find a job, just kind of hanging out in Vermont. And then I started my big girl job on August 30th, I think it was. And I've been working there for 5 months now, I guess. I feel like I'm at the point where, like, I've been there for a while. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I do at work. And it's got the confidence, which is cool.
That's good.
Yeah, that was a long process. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I think we'll do an episode on it because I've got lots of advice to share. But anyway, that's for another time.
I graduated. I worked at an ice cream shop for $7.25 an hour with a bunch of 14 to 18 year olds.
And not Brett.
And Brett eventually. But then also a college kid who I did not like, and he hated me for some reason. And that was like tea. Like, that was the big thing. Is that,
oh my God, really?
I don't even remember his name. Like, I remember when I found out he didn't like me, and he was like talking shit about me, I got really upset. Like, I cried because I really care about like how people perceive me.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Now I can't remember
his name. You don't even remember his name.
I don't know. So, I guess lesson there is it's never that serious.
Yeah, so true.
And yeah, and I worked under the table at a duck shop that sold collectible ducks, like rubber ducks. And that was a weird job.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that sort of job could be not weird.
And I also am really bad. Like, I learned through that experience, I cannot be in, like, what's it called?
Retail?
Like, I don't have the personality for it. Because I'm not going to strike up a conversation with someone, you know? Like, not my thing.
Retail,
but then I moved in August to DC, and I also had a stressful moving experience, and I cried on the day I moved, not because I was sad, because I was overwhelmed and stressed, which, you know, classic.
Happens to the best of us.
And then I got Earl.
I did too.
I got Earl, and it's all together now, and it's fine, and it's cool. And then I started grad school. George Washington University. I guess what I study has changed. Like, I need to, like, actually, like, say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what are you getting your, what did you get your undergrad degree in? And then what are you studying for grad school?
Bachelor's of Arts in Spanish and Anthropology and a minor in Political Science was my undergrad. And now I'm in the Human Paleobiology program under the Center for the Advanced Study of Human Paleobiology at George Washington University. And I'm part of the Primate Behavioral Ecology Lab, which is in consortium with Gombe Stream Research Center, which, for those of you who do not know, is the national park in Tanzania where Jane Goodall saw chimps using tools, you know? So that's really cool. I'm interested in gender and sex entanglement and sex-based behaviors, and just in general, I really like non-human primates, and yeah, I think they're cool and awesome. Yeah, oh, I'm also a TA. I was a TA for sociocultural anthropology last semester, and I'm a TA for intro to bio, the second semester one, which is like multi-cell organisms and ecology. And yeah, I have to go stop my cat from doing something she's not supposed to be doing.
Well, Libby takes care of her cat. I will talk about my job, I guess. So my degree was technically a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration with a specialization in digital marketing analytics. And I technically work in marketing. I work at a marketing agency, and we do a lot of point of sale branded goods. So like if you see displays in a store, we do branded like bar mats and like anything you see in a bar that's branded. We do a lot of apparel, like shirts and hats and sweatshirts and stuff. things like that. We work with a lot of really big brands, which is super cool. I keep that to myself so that you guys don't come find me. But it's been really cool to work for like a Vermont company that works with these big brands. And it's marketing that I had never done before. And I love the people that I work with. My office is super cool. I feel like most of the days I feel used to working. Like I work basically 8:30 to 5:30 and I have like a lunch break for an hour, but mostly used to the schedule of it. And then some days it's like today I worked out before work and I feel like I couldn't get my energy back the rest of the day, but settling in, there's so much that comes with like being an adult that's so different from college. And like, there's a lot of parts of it that I love. Like I love the like regularity of it and how much free time I have outside of work. But I feel like in college, just generally, I had more free time, but that could have just been a perception of it. So anyway, it's definitely different. But learning how to navigate it every day.
Slay.
Yeah. Slay.
I'm like in the opposite position where I'm 22 years old and I feel like I'm 18 because that is how the university treats us.
Yeah, colleges tend to do that.
Actually, that's a lie. I feel like I'm 26 probably because all of my friends are older than me. I'm on the younger end of people in graduate degrees. In my program.
That's true. In Elijah's program, basically everybody is older. Like most people seem to be taking time in between.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
But everyone in my lab's older than me and they're really nice and I'm friends with them and we hang out. So then my lifestyle and like everything has kind of adjusted to like, I guess what you'd expect like mid-20s women to do. I don't know. Like,
what?
We go to Pure Bar and then we go to brunch.
love it.
Yeah, I'm not hating on it. I love Pure Bar. And I love brunch and I love how one of my friends makes cheese boards and so we have cheese board nights and it's really fun. It's really like, it's just what I mean is like a year ago I was going to the college bar on Thirsty Thursday. And that's just not my life anymore.
Yeah, life which is pretty fast.
It's fine. Like sometimes I really do miss college because senior year was like the best year of my entire college experience. And I miss it. I really do. And I miss being with my boyfriend and I miss all the things that went along with that. But yeah, like I feel very adult here.
Yeah.
I'm still learning, of course. Like there's a lot of things with freaking hospital bills and stuff that I've been dealing with. And it's like really irritating. But yeah.
Yeah. I feel like more recently I've been feeling super nostalgic about college. And I just miss how easy it was to be social. Like now, this is like something we'll definitely do a whole episode about. But being social and making friends as an adult is so difficult because you have to really like make an effort to do it. And like in college, you do have to put in an effort, like no matter what phase of life you're in, to like make friendships. But in college, you just like go and do stuff. And like everything you do is a social activity, it seems like. But when you're an adult, you've got like...
I think that's why my social battery is so much... like not as, what am I trying to say? I don't have as like high of a social battery because like when I was in college, like I was going to dance company rehearsal twice a week. And I also was co-chair of a group on campus. And I also was working at the Women's Center. And then I also was going out to the bar on Thursdays and then like seeing my boyfriend every single day in like not like we were spending the night. Don't worry, everyone. We weren't like that annoying roommate, okay? But more in the way that like I was on campus, so we would like see each other in between classes. And I went there recently, like I went back there in January, and it was really weird to like be back on campus and like seeing it.
I felt that way when I visited you in DC because I went back for like a club swim meet, and it was fun to see all my friends, but also I was like, I don't really belong here anymore.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
So yeah. Speaking of boyfriends, I live with mine. It's been super slay and really fun. And it's so interesting because we talked about it for so long before we moved in together, and now it's like real life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cool that there were like so many times last year where we were like, oh my God, can't wait till we live together. Cause then like, we'll be able to like sleep together every night. And like the little things of like, I don't feel like every time that I see him, I'm like running out of time, you know, like I know mm-hmm. that when I come home from work, like Elijah will be home, and it's so special. And it's just like such a, it's so cool to be able to share this phase of life with somebody else. So, yeah, feeling pretty lucky in that aspect. Libby's still with her lovely boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get them all together.
Yeah.
All of us.
There's not much to like report because like it's, the only difference is we're long distance now, which yeah. we were in guys, during the summers, and like so it's not
really that different. You seem to be doing that pretty well.
I would say so. I mean, we don't really fight or anything, so.
Yeah, I think it's really good for you to be doing long distance because it's given you time to settle into a new place.
Oh, I love living alone. I love it.
I would hate it. I know I would hate living alone.
I like having my own space. I like that I don't have to like talk to anyone when I get home. I like that I can just like lie on my couch and play Stardew Valley for like 4 hours and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Why?
So getting into like what we've been doing.
Yeah.
I don't really have exciting things. You have more exciting things.
Okay,
I've already talked about it really. Attempting to read, that's what I'm trying to do. I love my Nintendo Switch. I've talked about it before. Still playing Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, Undertale, not Minecraft. I have Minecraft, but I don't know how to play that, to be honest. And also, I've been cooking because I live by myself. And it's like I always said, I couldn't cook even though I worked in food service. I don't know why. Like, I just didn't think I could.
People just say
I could cook for other people. But yeah, cooking more. It's been fun, but it's also been easier because now I have a dishwasher. So.
Love having a dishwasher. It's the best thing ever.
It really is.
I have been working, obviously. I'm finally out of my reading slump. I read such horrible books last year. I was just like powering through basically every book I read last year. And so now I finished the year with like no books on my like currently reading. And now I'm like, I read a lot of books in January, and now I've been reading more. I've been listening to audiobooks like on days at work that are a little bit slower. And if it's a book that I'm not super worried about, like paying like 100% attention to, which has been nice. So yeah, doing a lot of reading. I'm in a book club, which has been fun. And I'm also doing master swimming, which is like adult club swim. I've done one swim meet so far, which was so fun. And then I have another mini meet at UVM next weekend, which should be really fun. But it's just cool. I go a couple mornings a week before work, and the workouts are really, really good. Our coaches are really awesome, and they're hard workouts. So I've been really enjoying that. Yeah, just trying to spend more time with my hobbies, like reading and crocheting, and I did some sewing projects for Christmas presents, so I got to get back into that. I have some projects I want to do, so yeah, since I have all this extra time where I don't have like homework like I did last year, I've been trying to just like chill, do like hobby things, trying to be social and things like that. The other thing I put on my list to talk about is that I'm making YouTube videos again. So if you're interested, you can watch my YouTube videos. Most of them are about books because I decided that I just want to be a booktuber. Just seems cool. Mm-hmm. Would just love to be a full-time content creator and have my job be read books and talk about it. I think I really, the two like dream jobs I have are open a bookstore, mm-hmm. which will happen. It's going to happen. I'm going to just put it out there. It's going to happen. And then also there's this podcast called the New York Times Book Review that I'm obsessed with. And I would love to work for their staff, even though I won't, because I'm not going to move to New York City. That's the thing. I would think it'd be so cool to work in publishing, but I'm not going to move to New York City. And I kind of feel like in order to like get into that world, you have to live in New York City. So that's not in my future, but opening a bookstore is. So keep your eyes out, guys. The next 5 years.
Next 5 years, happen. I'm still going to be in school. So. Because right now I'm doing a master's.
Well, you can
I didn't
come,
say
you can come
I'm doing
your
a master's. And I'm trying to go straight into PhD. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. It's actually not.
You can come buy your books at my bookstore.
I feel like I thought, like, I don't want, I'm not trying to jinx it, knock on wood. It's different than I thought it would be, like, because a lot of my friends are PhD students. And it's a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of like applying for grants and funding, which sucks. But maybe it's just in my program, it's like a very positive environment. So it doesn't feel the way you expect grad school to feel. But yeah, I mean, eventually I want to be a professor. And I've been realizing this as a TA. It's like, I can never look at rate my professor. Like, I feel like that would make me very, like, insecure and upset.
I know. People always used to post the meanest things on there. I never did rate my professor because...
I guess my recommendation for anyone who has professors that they do really like is please put a good review on rate my professor. So they that's nice. Because a lot of times it's the people who failed by their own doing, leaving really mean negative reviews.
So true. So true. I always looked at that. I was like, okay, but what grade did you get in the class? Because if you got a bad grade, that's probably not the professor's fault.
Also, everyone,
sometimes
be nice to your TAs. They are working too. They have school too.
Any other things you'd like to share? Oh, we can talk about what we'll be talking about. Basically, we kind of said some stuff throughout this episode, but we are... in our 20s, in the big girl world, and we are going to be talking about that, pretty much. Anything that entails. We'll hopefully have some guests on. But, yeah, let us know what you want to see. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok, I think, at Growing As We Go Pod.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Or you can text us, because if you're listening to this, there's a really good chance you know us in real life and have our numbers. So.
What do we used to say?
Something like, if you listened this far, you're probably already one of our, something about.
Probably one of our best friends. If not, DM us and you can be.
And you can become one.
Yeah, something like that.
So true. Well, if you don't know us in real life, do DM us and we will be your friend. And
unless you're a stalker,
unless you're a stalker, don't DM us if you're a stalker, please. And thank you.
All right. Well, on that note, I have some editing to do. Okay.
You guys have a lovely morning, evening, night. Wherever you are, and make sure you're subscribed on wherever you listen to your podcast so that you can catch us when we post another episode, probably in a couple weeks. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.